Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, OPP. You can get every single one we've ever done since the beginning of time.
Yes, on the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Hack, what do we got?
Today we have the Grinch. I'm sorry, Alex on the line.
Sounds like somebody's taking a side.
Yeah,
he's got a problem with Christmas.
Oh. Alex?
Yai.
Well, there's one person in the room who doesn't like you. What's going on?
Okay, well, no, I don't have any issue with Christmas. I think, look, my wife loves Christmas, and it's just gotten, it's a bit much. It's out of control. I mean, anytime she sees a Christmas decoration, she buys it. And she already has, like, all her snowmen and Santas are all out on display throughout the house.
Oh, sorry.
Now?
Right now?
Yes, now.
Okay. And when you say anytime she sees, you mean, like, in the months of September to January?
Like,
I mean, you know. July is not out of the question either, but yes.
Oh, okay.
As someone who does love early holidays, this is too far.
Okay, well then maybe you should take a look in the mirror, Aaron.
No.
Are you genuinely saying in the heat of summer, she puts winter stuff out in your house?
She'll start to put a few things out. And it's like, you know, I mean, obviously, like, you know, beginning of football season, preseason, I'll have people over and there's like Christmas decorations up already. And it's like, people are just like, what in the world? Like, are these still from last year or are they for this year?
Yeah. And when does she take them down? Because if she's putting them up in like September.
You're allowed to have them up till like January 25th or something, I think. You get 30 days after.
That's HOA related, right?
I feel that's just human related. Like, we'll give you a month.
If it's Valentine's Day, it's time.
But honestly, you're allowed, I don't mean to like hurt Alex here, but like your outside lights, Colorado encourages you leaving them up until the stock show's over.
Mm-hmm. What is the stock?
Oh boy, you can't be one of us if you don't know what that is. Oh, it's like the National Western Stock Show. There's rodeo. There's all sorts of events out there. There's mutton busting. Little kids riding on the back of sheep.
Yeah. My nephew's going to do that next year.
There you go. Yeah. Well, they can come out and do that, but you leave your Christmas lights on outside so people who come into town, they see how you know, festive we is here in Colorado.
Nice and purdy.
Yeah, nice and purdy.
Okay, I don't think we're helping Alex.
Okay, we're not. You're right.
I kind of agree with buying them in the summer because they are discounted. I mean,
where do you find them in the summer?
The North Pole, what? The Christmas shop off of Santa Fe.
I don't think it's called that. It's called Saint Nick's.
I was like, oh, sorry.
Oh yeah, Saint Nick's on Santa Fe. Yeah, yeah. She definitely can't drive by. Like, can't drive by there without stopping and getting more decorations.
Oh, yeah, no. You need to set.
I drive by there every day. Imagine she goes to my gym.
Oh yeah. So
then every
maybe
day
she does.
You what you need is
you see a lady wearing Christmas socks.
I don't think I've seen her.
If you follow her location, you can set up like geofences and have it send you a message if she goes there.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Oh, like, wow. You can hit
alert me. Like right now, I
alert
can go on my
she
son.
Arrives at.
Alert me. Yeah, alert when
and then
she
what,
arrives.
He's gonna call her and crush her.
Yeah,
dreams?
Go, hey babe, don't go in,
Alex. Has she been like this your whole relationship, or is this a newer question. Thing?
It's gotten worse. I think it got worse since like COVID. Like she's always liked Christmas, and then I think like since then it's like it's really become like her personality, and it's like you know. And I mean, for my thing, it's like I think she's just spending too much money on them.
Oh, so it's not that you're embarrassed to have buddies over because there's a giant Santa Claus blocking the football game. It's
I mean, it's that too, but it's like it's the money. I'm worried about her. Like I don't want it to be like for it to become like a hoarder of like Christmas stuff or like
you are.
Like it's everything.
Let me jump in with the phone number real quick. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number. I don't want to say what I'm about to say because it might let Aaron off a hook a little bit, but
no.
It doesn't. Is there anything wrong with someone just finding joy in something?
When they are impeding on others' joy. Aaron, I was trying to enjoy my last month of summer, but that's fine. But like when she's putting it up and he's trying to have like football guys over. Now, if it was December and she wanted to...
Yeah, you can't even, you know what you can put? You can put them up the week of Thanksgiving.
I feel like.
Because then if you're, I do kind of like having it feel homey in my house.
Yeah.
If you're having people over for Thanksgiving, it's like, ooh, the tree.
Yeah.
It's just got a thing and hopefully it's cold.
I'm even a believer that the tree goes up the day after Thanksgiving.
It's kind of cool to have it up before Thanksgiving.
I'm sure.
I'll have it up and not have ornaments on it, just the lights.
No, that's ridiculous.
I am all on board with stretching Christmas because Thanksgiving's the most skippable
holiday. Stretching it this far back?
Well, so that's where it's a fine line. I want to stretch it, so I'll put them up a little before Thanksgiving, keep them up till January, end of stock show or whatever, because I want to try to get maybe 2 months out of the season because it is just, your house looks so good. It's so, that feeling.
Homie.
But you can't overdo it. Now it's not special anymore. Where's that tipping point of like, now it's just, our house just looks like this. It doesn't have that feeling anymore.
You look like old people.
And you go outside and it's 80 degrees and you're like, oh, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, Santa Claus is coming to town.
I get bothered. My kids like love the Grinch movies, especially there's the newer one, like the Despicable Me company made it with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that
it's
one.
Like, it's really cute. And they just want to watch it all year. And I'm like, no.
As a good father, you have to forbid that.
It's like, no, this it's special and watch it every day during actual Christmas, but.
Yeah. So you've talked to her about it and she's just. What? This makes me happy. What does she say to you when you're like, hey, pump the brakes, woman?
Yeah, she's like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. So I think she just thinks like it's not that big of a deal and like that, yeah, that it makes her happy and that like it makes her feel good.
You might need to start tallying receipts. Ooh.
But it's a pretty innocent thing to be. It could be so much worse. Her hobby or her vice. Is this a vice? Buying Santas?
But here's the thing. Like, you're doing the, like, it's costing a lot of money. I have had so many arguments in failed relationships. I would like to, with all y'all's permission, play his wife for a moment.
Sure.
Alex, do you golf or do you buy a lot of expensive beer
or
when your friends
sneakers?
Come over or sneakers or watches?
Christmas themed.
Or
sneakers?
Whatever. Is there something?
Do you go to games?
Yep. Do you blow money on something where when you go, babe, you're spending too much money on this, she can go, oh, yeah?
That's a good point. I mean, yeah. I mean, I do like to go to games, you know, for pretty much all the sports. So, you know, I do spend money on that. That's fair.
But then you can't do the money angle. Like, it's all I'm saying. If you go to her, like, you're spending too much money, and it's like, you know how much it costs to golf? You know how much it costs to go to a Broncos game?
Yeah, okay, I agree. The money angle may not be the best one. I think it's more like...
Hoarder angle.
I think I'm more
worried
about
her. You're
going
to go to her and say, people are
going to
think you're weird.
Yes, that's the angle. Like, people think we're weird.
But should anyone care what anyone thinks of them?
When you're inviting buds over for the football game, you definitely don't want snow globes up. You just don't. You got to man cave it out. And even if you you have to go all the way man cave, but you can't go all the way there. Like if you have the precious moments, little ceramic things with a little cherub.
One's going to get broken.
Yeah, dude. No. And then there is a point where it becomes obsessive behavior.
Also, what about the trick-or-treaters?
Wow.
Like, it's just hitting me that we're like, oh, yep. Trick-or-treat. Just kidding.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa's at the door.
Okay. Yeah.
And that bothers me.
Okay. Alex, do me a favor.
Have you seen A Nightmare Before Christmas?
I don't like it.
We don't know which one that is. I don't know if it's Christmas or it's Halloween.
Exactly.
I'm not a Disney adult.
Okay. Hang on, Alex. We're going to get some help for you. I don't... it's not...
I firmly believe in stretching it as much, like squeeze every bit of juice out of it.
You don't think this is excessive.
But it's not special anymore. Like you're getting Santa
that's
in June.
That's the one thing about the holidays where it's like it's nice because that's the time of the year. But I also understand shopping for it during not the time because that's when it is cheaper.
Okay, so then is it time for you to say that you too have a problem?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
You do have a problem.
I don't.
You absolutely do.
For crispy leaves and PSLs since I got here in April.
Yeah, it's bad.
It got...
Nope. It just peaked. Say it, Erin. It's okay.
No, and it's different.
It's not.
She said, different. Hello, August. And then fall leaves.
It's bad. You... This is really an
we're
intervention.
We're talking about Alex.
Well, we're talking about
you
Alex
are married to him.
Except you're Halloween more than Christmas.
Yeah.
Are you Christmas too?
Yeah, I'm both.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Whatever, just skip Thanksgiving. As long as we're skipping Thanksgiving, okay. I'm on board.
Everyone's got a weird agenda and nobody's helping Alex. Okay. He needs to know how to stop this early Christmas. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Alex. He hates Christmas. That's not actually what's happening. He just hates his wife's love of Christmas. She just is too into it. She buys something every time she sees it in the store.
Mm-hmm.
If she goes into St. Nick's, we're all screwed.
No, you should go in like the summer. It's fun.
That's just, okay.
I've never been in the summer. Is it?
Yeah.
Ooh,
do you go in the winter? Busy. Like, is it a place that people go?
Oh, yeah, you can get like the customized ornaments.
It feels right to go in there when it's cold outside. It feels weird to go in there and go like, it's the 4th of July. Let's head to St. Nick's. It's just a bizarre...
They have hot dog ornaments. Go ahead and get one.
Huge. I don't want a hot dog. Anyway.
For the 4th of July, you said.
You don't have a tree up. Okay, sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Everyone calm down.
He's wanting just to back down the Christmassy thing because she's already putting stuff up. He's having football parties and it's like, hey, man. Why is Santa in here? So,
yeah.
Okay. Patrick?
Yai.
Yai. What are we doing for Alex? How are we getting?
I think we let this one go. This is a very non-issue. Mm-hmm. If she's using this as a with all the bad stuff going on in the world, if a little Santa Claus prevents a pound of Xanax every month, I think go for it. So,
yes.
Wow. Well, how big's your script? Yeah. That's a lot of Xanax.
I mean, it's. This is an easy thing, and it might be a little annoying, but if it makes her happy, she's clutching on to some kind of childhood stability or happiness with Christmas association.
But if it makes him unequally unhappy, doesn't she have to come? Like, can it at least be cold?
Yeah.
We got to check our priorities on why we're unhappy. Are we unhappy because we're embarrassed of our wife in front of our friends?
Yeah, kind of.
Like going there. That sucks. I've never been ashamed of my wife, no matter what.
Oh, Patrick.
That's beautiful and explains my...
Something tells me she might be listening, but...
She's in the car next to him right now. I love my wife very much. That is beautiful. It is one of those things. But it's like, I don't know. There's just something about when it's still sunny. If I can go outside and put something on the grill, I shouldn't see Santa's face.
Well, grill year round. But,
I know, but like I'm saying, it's sunny out.
I know. I don't know.
Because you don't like Aaron.
Wait, hold on.
Whenever Aaron leaves the room, you're like, this whole thing with her turning.
I knew it. No, I love Aaron. I think that she could use a chill pill with fall.
100%. You know, the other day I was just like, I was squinting, looking at my phone and I'm like, why is our Instagram orange? And
it's like, I told you when I changed that.
I thought you were kidding. That was ridiculous.
September 2nd.
That's so early, Aaron. Cool it.
September is orange, so I.
No, it's not.
September is yellow at best.
It's a light orange. So, the picture.
It's got cobwebs on it.
It does.
Okay, so.
I am blaming her for that.
That's ridiculous, Aaron. Okay, Claudia.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think Alex should do with his wife?
He should decorate the house orange for Broncos to see how she likes it.
Did you say Broncos?
Like, yeah, the Broncos. Yes. Carpet, year round.
Decoration, whatever. Well,
yeah.
Maybe she just needs like an office,
her own space.
A she shed.
I would say decorate and see how she feels. When everything is Santa and snowman and all that stuff, you know?
I've always found retaliation to be a real healthy way to keep marriages together.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.